Juneteenth events have already started, culminating in a parade in West Philadelphia on Sunday. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports one of the events happening Saturday focuses on children's books.
Juneteenth, celebrating literary and artistic freedom, starts by remembering that before the Emancipation Proclamation, in some states it was illegal to teach a black person to read. This event is organized by Vanessa Lloyd Scambati, who promises that it will be fun, not too heavy.
It's a teachable moment for these kids, because I don't do heavy, okay? I just like joy in life. I am 72 years old, and I look good for my age. I'm not trying to get no wrinkles up in here.
Lloyd Scambati is the creator of the annual African-American Children's Book Fair in Philadelphia, and for this event, she tapped into her deep Rolodex to bring in three children's book authors and illustrators. One of them is Gordon James, who, as a kid, was able to find very few books with characters that looked like him. Now he illustrates award-winning books that center the lives of black children.
This gives an opportunity for other kids to read a book with a character that may not look like them and also learn from that character and relate. This sharing of experiences, this passing of knowledge, should go both ways.
The celebration of literary and artistic freedom takes place at the Athenaeum on Philadelphia's Washington Square on Saturday afternoon. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.